Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
You know what it is? B. Scott from Hiram Clark in studio with us in the loop because it's a Tuesday and it's in the 11 o'clock hour. In fact, in the 12 o'clock hour, Texas Ticket Tuesday, active again. Getting you ready for the wild card game versus the Los Angeles Chargers. So remember, 12 o'clock hour. In fact, first segment of 12 o'clock hour. Keep it locked.
And this is the,
we're giving hints.
Ooh, hey, this is the game too, so you don't want to miss this, man. Mm-hmm. Like if you ever thought about a home game to attend, this would be the one.
Yeah. Sir, this is the one. And Chargers fans ain't gonna show up, man.
What Chargers fans?
Exactly. With that one little lady that they can't keep showing on TV last year.
Yeah.
And she only went to home games. I don't think she traveled behind that.
Maybe I'm scarred, but I think like B. Scott is on my side with it. Well, don't be surprised.
I don't think that the Chargers fans are going to show out at NRG per se. I do think it's interesting and it's fitting that the two teams playing on the opening Saturday game mm-hmm. are two that have, let's call it, neutral site type of environment.
Yes, yes.
So, like, we understand that it's the Texans, and we are still promoting Texans Ticket Tuesday. And we understand it's the Texans that are hosting this game.
Correct.
But either one, if they were hosting, would be
susceptible, would be
hosting at a neutral site.
Yeah.
This was bound to be a neutral site, whether they played it in Houston, Los Angeles, or an actual neutral site.
Yeah.
That didn't make me feel good at all.
I mean,
but you know what?
I do come to spit facts.
I respect it.
And I don't think a Chargers or a Texans fan could honestly refute or argue against what I just said.
Can't disagree. And you know what? That's just one of many of B. Scott's thoughts. Let's get into it, my man.
Yeah. And so I hate that I kind of leaned in with a semi-disrespectful thought there. Because
I mean, is it disrespectful if it's again fact? Man, we've been talking about this for how long?
It's accurate.
Yeah, because
they setting off fireworks
before
the game to get our asses in the building, bro.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. They're trying to scare us into the building.
Hey, don't tailgate. It's too
good, I'm not gonna lie.
Man.
One of those times, I was right next to the stage where we have it on the southeast corner of the stadium, and I was not paying attention. Like, I didn't have my head on a swivel. I heard that. I said, "Boom!" I had that split moment of, "Oh, they out here."
It's like it's a prompt to shelter in place, and they're just trying to fool you into sheltering inside of NRG Stadium. It's kind of clever, but also pretty damn sad.
Yeah, we're just gonna find out.
I had to explain to somebody what that was. They're like, "Why are they doing that?" Yeah. I'm like, "Yeah, they just letting us know it's 20 minutes until kickoff."
We're gonna find out in 5 to 10 years that there's a spate of Texans fans with PTSD because of the
we just find them hiding. It's like, man, this guy was 25 when he was in here, and now he's 37. He's great.
He says 30 minutes to game time.
Man, he made a whole apartment inside the stadium somewhere. But no, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of disrespect towards the Texans going into this game. And what fans tend to do is internalize it and go, you know, us against the world and they hating on us and why they not giving us a chance and all of that. And you kind of rally behind that. And I think that's cool. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to act like the disrespect that the Texans are getting this week is unwarranted.
Oh, they earned it.
It is 100% earned. Mm-hmm. And there's really no reason to, I don't think there's much of a reason to believe in the Texans in this game beyond just simply the belief that you have and the hope that this is more hope trafficking that you would have in your team. Like, you are a Texans fan. you ride or die with the Texans no matter what, no matter who they're playing, and especially in a playoff game. So you're going to go with the Texans. But I have a, like, they're 2.5 or 3 point favorites in this game. The Chargers are,
correct,
right?
Mm-hmm. That's all I've seen.
I have a hard time believing that, like, an objective person or somebody that really has their money on their mind would have a real reason to bet on the Texans based off of what we've seen. Like, we can't forget, and I refuse to forget. Matter of fact, I'm still frustrated about it, and we haven't been on together to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the last time we saw the Texans play at that stadium, they scored all of 2 points.
Yeah.
We talked about Kamari Lassiter, who's been sensational as a rookie. If not for him making a damn good football play to get you that safety, you would have been shut out at home. And I almost wonder if I'd rather have been shut out than to go up there and score two. Weird scoregami. I don't know if it was a scoregami or not.
It was not a scoregami.
But it was pitiful. It was sad. And the Texans have done
this. Don't
you
love that I know that, Lopez?
They've done this a couple times. They've done it a couple times, though. It's like a couple of years ago, they lost to the Cardinals and they scored 5 points.
Yeah.
Like, give me zero, give me three, give me six. But don't be out here scoring 2 and 5 in a football game. They did that the last time we saw them play at NRG Stadium. There's no reason to really have a lot of confidence in this team.
Yeah, especially because, I think the confidence that is there exists in the defense that has played as one of, if not the best defenses in the league. Like, that is where the confidence lies.
Sure.
The problem is that the game is played on scoreboard. And the points need to be scored, and I understand the defense can maybe get out there and get points here and there, but, like, typically that's the job of the offense. I don't know if I've watched a little bit of football, and my understanding is that the responsibility of scoring points is on the offense, and they just haven't done it in a consistent way. It's one of the things that we have been clamoring for a long time, and you can say we don't believe in the Texans or anything. We watched a lot of weeks of football, and I think I held space. What is that? Is that the new terminology? I held space for the possibility that the Texans would find a level of consistency for a very long time through the season, and they never delivered that. And so, yeah, man, it was good to see them going to a drive, but I want to see that, you know, if that turns into playing the right best football at the right time, excellent. But I'm not going to pretend like I am expecting that to be.
It's not a matter of them to get out here doing that. Or, you know, what we're pulling for. And all that, it's a matter of the reality.
Yeah.
And that's your point.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. No, I think the reality is you'll take that first drive that you got, right? The first drive that you got from your starters, from CJ Stroud against the Titans, and, you know, take the positives from it. Of course, Damian Pierce looked really good. I was actually somebody who was pleasantly surprised, or I don't want to say surprised, just glad to see Damian Pierce perform well in that kind of environment against a defensive front that I think just themselves, I think they were trying individually, mm-hmm. and that's a pretty good defensive front. Like, I thought that there was something to take from that, but it's not like there was enough there, and I don't know if there ever would have been or if there should have been, because it wouldn't have been smart to play C.J. Stroud for the whole game. So I'm not advocating, hey, give me a whole game of a great C.J. Stroud. I'm not saying they should have done that. I'm just saying there hasn't been enough time and enough evidence to show us that they are more like that first drive against the Titans and less like the inconsistency that we've seen from them
for 16 games.
And then even more specifically, the low point that was Christmas Day, that game against the Baltimore Ravens.
Look, and you, this is another one of your thoughts, and I want to kick this around because, you know, the sort of the path to victory. Reggie mentioned defense. You're talking about, what they can do with the run game. Oh, before we go there, I mentioned this to the boys. Over under 3.5 carries for Damian Pierce this weekend.
Ooh.
Despite his 172 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I think that's an accurate over and under.
I'm going to, if you're asking me, I'm going to go under. If you're asking what I would do, what I prefer, I'd like to see it be over. Mm-hmm. I don't think it will.
Interesting.
Yeah. I would like to preserve and have Joe Mixon around for as much as possible, but also understand, hey, like, there's an urgency to just make things happen right now. Maybe you're not good enough to trust, mm-hmm. you know, maybe you're not good enough to be trusting or haven't been good enough to be as trusting as I would like for you to be. So, yeah, no, I would answer it under.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do think that the formula for, and Reggie was hitting on this, I think you're hitting on this, the formula is defense to muck the game up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is how the Texans are going to have to win until we see otherwise. Like, until this offense, and look, we've talked about it, man, it's been 17 weeks, it's been a whole damn season now. Mm-hmm. Until they recapture something of what we were expecting or what we had seen last year, or find some consistencies within what they've done well this year, which is has happened in spurts. Just they haven't been able to put it together. Maybe they can do that. But until then, the formula to win a game, especially against a good team, is going to be to muck it up, to rush the passer, to create turnovers, and then to come up with some explosive plays, which we do know they can do that.
Yeah, and I mean, 7-1-3 gets to us. Easy plan for the Texans. Blitz, easy to say it that way, harder to do. This is a very good pass blocking front for the Chargers. One of the things I was looking at, because we were talking about Rashawn Slater, who I know missed last game, which that'll be a place to watch when it comes to injury report for the Chargers, is what what's happening with Rashawn Slater. Because if he misses another game, oh, there's definitely a spot, right? Where Pipkins, I think, is an old boy that played on the edge in his stead. They moved Joe Alt over. Like, that's the guy to attack. But if not, you got Rashawn Slater, who is well-regarded, and then Joe Alt, who I know he's a rookie and all those things. Joe Alt is sixth when it comes to ESPN's pass block win rate.
Yeah, no, he's already one of the best in the game.
You want to know who the people who are above him? Tristan Wirfs, Trent Williams. I think Lane Johnson is one of those. Old boy in Minnesota, whose name I never remember.
Yeah, I know. And then we saw him earlier.
One of the dudes from the Broncos, which, again, another great pass. Like, he has been phenomenal. So, like, the idea that, okay, we're just going to send extras at these guys is going to be tough. Are you going to be able to get to him? And then what Justin Herbert has done with his legs has added. So if he escapes, even a tougher situation. I understand that, look, if you are able to execute the blitz, he has not played very well against the blitz. But you got to be able to get to him.
Yeah, and then the uncomfortable part about it, I know, Lopez, you mentioned, is how neither one of them have been great against the blitz, neither one of these two quarterbacks. But Justin Herbert, man, like, it's the uncomfortable reality of it. They're coming in here with the better quarterback. The guy who has had, like, obviously he's been in the league longer, but just if you want to isolate it to this season, if you want to take any two seasons and compare it to CJ Stroud's two seasons, this is a better overall, I think, right now, quarterback. And then they might even have the coaching advantage when you're talking about Harbaugh. And I would say that they do.
Oh, I think that's fair.
With all due respect to DeMeco. Yeah. So, like, you take all of these things into account, it feels like an uphill battle. It does not feel like it is the higher seed against the lower seed, that being Houston against Los Angeles. And I get why there is some overlooking of Houston in this game and in this entire equation. Because I've talked about it for weeks, man. They even though they're the fourth seed and they've felt like they were going to be locked into that for a while, they have felt like the fifth or sixth at best AFC team.
Well, they're last in the playoff power rankings. Yeah. Last.
Yeah. And, I mean, schedule, not that schedule is the end-all, be-all by any means. Hell, how about point differential?
No, that's the one.
Finished at a nice even zero point differential.
I didn't even notice that. Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I was going to say they were negative the last I looked. Yeah.
Just nice and clean. Nice and clean zero.
Well, yeah, and what does that normally indicate?
Yeah.
That you're about an average team.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're right there.
Mm-hmm.
You're treading water. Good for you guys.
But I think it speaks to what the high point of this team is capable of, that they do have a chance in this game. The problem is that you got to go and execute it at a high level. And that's the real issue, is just, are they capable of executing in a consistent manner? And that's the thing that we haven't seen. It's not that they don't have the guys or the talent or the capability. Are they going to go and actually do that?
Yeah. This is one of those I'd be glad to be wrong about. I'm looking forward to the opportunity for them to prove me wrong. Go ahead and do it.
Yep. Gear up for the playoffs at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Thanks to our friends at Academy for getting us ready for this weekend with our new Ready to Roll playoff shirts and division championship hats. You can get yours at your local Academy stores, sports and outdoors, rather, stores before the weekend. Get yourself right and ready for that game where the Texans can make us look stupid, and that's fine. I would love for that to happen. Those are some of B. Scott's thoughts here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. We're not done with the man yet. We got him for one more, where we'll talk about what's popping, including some things around the NBA that might be good for your Rockets, and, you know, just more. I feel like there might be some more thoughts to get to. We'll do all that next.